chama ou não chama?
Chama, caralho. E essa mão aí? Tá boa pronta demais, pra dentro tá na cabeça?
Calibrada.
Então tá bom. Deus
me livre. Calibrada.
Lata d'água na cabeça?
Deus me livre.
É, a primeira luta que deve ser ruim, né? Porque não tá molhada ainda, aí fica seco, fica escorregando muito. Né, Patan?
Eu nunca fiz a primeira luta, não. Nunca fiz a primeira luta. Não sei, não.
Mas você treinou.
É, mas tá falando de lutar, pô.
É, mas você pensa assim.
Não, pô, lógico, lógico. Né? Faz sentido. Mas tá falando de primeira luta.
É, não... cara tirando onda, hein?
O cara tirando onda. Já chegou com moral.
É isso, preparado. É isso aí. Fazer um treininho agora, uma manoplinha ali com o Liz. Fazer uma movimentaçãozinha, de boa, amanhã. Sem se matar. Já me matei bastante.
What's up, everybody? Today I'm here with double champ, Alex Poetan Pereira. He's gonna show me how to do a left hook. Chama. To get in the ring with Alex is insane. It's wild. It's a wild. And he barely touched me. Give me level 1 out of 10.
É, então, ela falou, né? Pô, queria aprender esse cruzado de esquerda que, pô, é, todo mundo fala, né? E muitas pessoas falam assim, pô, o cara é forte e tal, mas como mostrei ali, mostrei pra ela como se fosse mostrar pra um lutador profissional, mostrei da mesma forma. Claro que ela tem as dificuldades dela, entendeu? É, o trabalho dela é outro, mas pô, foi bem ali, né? Com alguns minutinhos ali, pô, ela já foi entendendo e se treinar, vai aprendendo, é assim.
Gostei da show do Lino Morgan.
Como eu passei, eu passei o direto antes, né? Pra você estimular o cara se defender aqui e achar que vai vir um direto e vir um cruzado. Então esse cruzado ele sai mais forte, porque ele não espera. Quando você tá esperando, você consegue se defender e até absorver o golpe melhor, mas quando você não espera, pô. É mais difícil de aguentar o golpe.
I was scared the entire time. Not that he would do anything, but you just, I think it's like a muscle memory of like watching him over and over and over again, and then you see him move and you just know like what to expect. It's scary. Oh Jesus, that's really scary. I think we're done. That's scary. That's very scary. I don't think you realize how scary he is. But I wish Jamal the best, man. Alex is great. Jamal's an amazing fighter, so it's going to be a great, great matchup, and I'm super excited.
I'll find a hook.
Chama.
I'll lay this up.
Vamos a chopping. Aí eu recebi a notícia que vou estar em press conference, então vamos a comprar uma roupa bonita pues, para estar bem apresentável no dia de press conference. I'm so excited for the opportunity fighting in UFC 300. It's the big opportunity for my career. I'm working hard every day for Saturday night. I'm waiting for the win.
We're going to do a couple outfits. My wife, she always starts with the shoes and then works her way up. Something she kind of taught me. So we're going to start with the shoes and then work our way up. So it should be good.
Está bien, me gusta. ¿Sabe por qué me gusta?
Porque es gold.
Es gold y por mi cadena, la nueva.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Those are all set.
Okay.
Thank you.
¿Qué quieres? Yo te meto.
¿Qué quieres?
Con los moreno, rubio, pero
rubia con los rojos.
¿Eh?
Yo creo que te queda bien.
Yo te meto uno.
Got in the last week. Nice to come here and settle in a little bit earlier. Calm before the storm last week, and now here we are, about to get in the eye of the storm. Fighting Aljamain Sterling, and my expectations are to go and get my hand raised by any means necessary.
Here he comes.
I care very little about my opponent. It's more about making sure I'm ready on fight day for whoever I'm gonna step in there against. I'm excited and grateful just to have another opportunity to go compete at the highest level and just go out and put on a performance worthy of such a historic card.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy having
We're all here to see this beautiful stadium. We're going to see a lot of that today, but this tour is about something more interesting than just that. Today you will discover the heart, spirit, and soul of the most loved team in the National Football League.
We're over at the Allegiant Stadium. We're having the tour right now, and the stadium tour, and it's just amazing, man. Seeing some cool stuff. It's very Raider, but it's very Vegas at the same time, so it's amazing. It looks sick. It feels like I'm in a hotel, like a high-class hotel. You just need a couple casinos. I think you figure it out. This one is amazing, brother. This is cool. Like I said, UFC, we need to have a fight here. I want my locker room to be in here. Just win, baby. That's the best.
We're at the UFC PI. Just feeling the air, it's different here. All the work is done. I feel confident, I feel ready. Just going through the motions a couple more times before the big night.
It's fight week, we're here. UFC 300, big show. Kayla Harrison making her UFC debut. Best fighter on the planet, monster, right? Time to show the world what's up.
Mike is he's a great person and great coach, and I feel very blessed to have him in my corner and to have him in my life. I've been with him from the beginning. Very first fight was with Mike Brown.
Holly is tough, one of the toughest matchups you could possibly get, but she's ready for all comers. Send him her way, she's ready.
I feel great, you know, honestly, I feel calm. I feel very peaceful, lots of joy, and I think that's the beautiful thing about my team is that they are my family, you know, so I'm really blessed to have such good people in my corner.
This is the Kayla Harrison week, you know, two-time Olympic champion, one-time world champion. But the key is just to go out there and do what she's supposed to do, dominate, and one more fight closer to become a UFC champion.
Bo Nickel, UFC 300, let's go. And he's obviously a special athlete with, sky's the limit with this guy. Keep your eyes open, you know, big things coming.
Monday, feeling really good. Just my first workout in Vegas and feeling sharp. You know, I think I'm just going to keep feeling better and better as the week continues. You know, for me, it's just business as usual. I feel ready to go. I feel prepared. You know, I'm excited to perform and grateful to have the platform that I do. You know, I'm going to go show out. For me, it's more just about continue to improve, get better, and build my reputation. You know, they're going to get to know me real soon. I'm fighting Cody Brundage. You know, it's a good matchup. He's the first wrestler that I fought, so, you know, I'm prepared for all of that. You know, I'm just excited to go out there and be free and do my thing.
Hello. Fight of the week.
Usually we'll come in, we have our time. There's no more people than normal. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people here, but it's just, she's the champ. Everybody wants to see what the champ's doing. Okay. Tonight we'll do a little bit of technical work. We'll do some pads to sharpen up, you know, get her sweat going. We'll start getting things, you know, moving for making weight.
其实我就是身体的那种感觉吧，我觉得特别重要。 没有去想着去用力，越用力的话，感觉也没有力量，这也是我一直在追求的。然后很开心，然后这次可以跟小南比赛，我觉得，然后这次呢，肯定是一场精彩的比赛，因为也是UFC第一次两个中国的女孩站在300的擂台上去展示。
Smooth. Very good.
Luke's always my warm-up. He's like a fun punching bag. Me and him have been together for so long. Even before Trevor was in my corner, he's a big part of my team. Big part of keeping the atmosphere what I needed to be, which is, you know, calm, cool, relaxed, and dangerous, and he's a good part of that.
He's really controlling the flow in the grappling. He's on fire right now. We got all the coaches here right now. Everybody's energy, like this is the best team I've ever been on. The way everybody works together, you can see Justin just strives off it. He trusts his shape. He looks so freaking good. We're in the best place right now.
We didn't spike the heart rate too much, but it was just constant work for what seemed like an hour and 30 minutes. We were just going back over our knees, our elbows, our kick combinations. It's just a good workout. I'm just really trying to get a sweat in. My favorite part of all this is getting in front of that crowd and under those lights and getting my adrenaline pumping, so it's soon to come.